Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to another episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. The show that brings you insightful and inspirational conversations with international guests who left their safe harbors behind in their pursuit of realizing something new and different. In each episode, we highlight real-life experiences of positive transformation as we explore the drivers behind their success. And now, here's your host, Tommy Sesci.
Hey you, there you are. Welcome back to the show. It's time for us to dive deeper into what really matters in life. This is Moments of Madness, the show helping you to take charge and transform your life into something amazing.
Make sure to subscribe and follow our weekly episodes to develop the sensitivity needed to realize your own opportunities and the courage to take action. The Moments of Madness podcast.
On the last show, I had the honor of talking to Superwoman Christina Peltin about her journey to learn something new every day using fear as the guiding light telling her when she is on the right path to positive transformation. Today's guest didn't run through Iran, but Jenny Vehemeki certainly fought her own battles through life. I'm sure it wasn't easy when she resigned from a management position and went through a divorce while having to think about special needs of her now 16-year-old son, born with an unusual genetic syndrome. Let's explore the journey that led her to change the perspective of what really matters in life. I'm super happy to have her on the show. Janet, welcome to Moments of Madness.
Thank you.
Janet, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm 44 years old. I'm a mother of three children, which one has autism and he's 16. My youngest daughter, at the moment I'm at maternity leave with my youngest daughter, who is 4 months only. Professionally, I'm a researcher at a center in Stockholm on organizational research and Stockholm Business School. I just took my PhD this year in February, so I'm continuing with research there.
Before getting started, you said that you have a 16-year-old with autism. Mm-hmm. I think that fact must have affected your journey a lot. Could you tell us a bit more about him?
Yes, I think he's the greatest gift, really, for me in my life that really made me, or forced me, kind of change the way I was both thinking and living my life. He has a very unusual genetic syndrome called FG syndrome and a mental retardation and autism, and which we discovered when he was born, so I've really made my personal journeys really with him, which have made me to change the way I'm living and doing my career and everything. When he was a child and younger, he was very autism. There's this typicality in autism is really that you get kind of obsessed with different things. And for him, it was that he was like microwaves or some machines, and so that he could look at the washing machine, for example, for an hour. He could just look at that and get very obsessed with those things, something rolling or so. So he got he kind of safeguards himself or with the machines, or where he feels himself safe in that environment. So he got very obsessed with things, and it took a lot of time to kind of get him communicating with us and getting a social contact and eye contact with him. And he didn't develop normally, neither motorically or physically. He had many difficulties in starting with everything that many young kids do, with the crawling and walking and talking. And so we spent many hours trying to get contact and trying to get him to develop.
Let's head back in time and see what happened in your life, because you decided to change your life, and you had a moment of madness. When did that happen?
The main moment of madness was in 2009-2010, when I really felt myself very stuck in my life. I felt very lonely and no support, emptiness, and I didn't get any kind of kicks out of my job any longer. I was then a manager at a public aid organization, had responsibility for staff, for 20 staff members. I had a good career, earning good money. I was married. We had bought a house, two kids, and we both had good incomes. And even though my external life kind of looked quite perfect and quite well, I really felt all these feelings of loneliness, and that I was totally stuck in my life, and I didn't feel any happiness anything I was doing actually any longer. It was actually one night I remember that when I was totally sleepless, and I realized that I really need to change both internal things within myself, how I was kind of like reacted to external things happening, since I was all the time I was just thinking. I was in my mind very, very much. I was thinking about meetings tomorrow and what to do with my son and so. So I was very much trapped in my mind. So I really, decided I need to change my internal things on. I can't be so much in my mind, was my thinking. I need to be I need to be able to relax. The actions I saw in front of me was really that I need to quit my job and I need to take a divorce. But at the same time, I felt that I can't do both of these things simultaneously. I need to plan this ahead. So the first thing I did was I took some sessions with a Zen coach, which is a coaching principle where you kind of get into your body and find the solutions in your life from within yourself, from relaxation, really, that you relax into your body and then kind of the solutions in your life should appear.
How did you come to that realization that you wanted to go and see a Zen coach? Because, I mean, in this moment, you were very much in the middle of everything. How did you even find a Zen coach?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine whom I asked that, okay, who should you recommend me to go to? So I found this person. But it was also from the training that we were doing with my son at the moment. We were doing a training called the Sunrise Training. So I had training in the States working with my son. The principle in that training is based on that you should just be present and to be accepting to your child's different behaviors. And I really felt that I had such a difficulty in being present. I was all the time just thinking ahead on things I should do tomorrow, or either thinking about what I didn't do yesterday, or a couple, why did this happen to me? So I was kind of really difficulty in feeling I was present, and I had really difficulty also in feeling my body, kind of what happened in my body. So I really felt that I couldn't actually help out with my son in this type of training. So that really made me to realize that I need to do something in order to be able to be present with him. Starting out with meditation, for me it was, I couldn't actually meditate more than 30 seconds at a time at the moment. I really felt that it was 30 seconds or 1 minute. I had this on the phone, this apps on meditation, and one of them was 1 minute, and I realized, okay, after 30 seconds I kind of disappear in my thoughts, I can't do it more. So I started out with like, okay, 1 minute each day for some time, and then I could expand that that time, and I noticed that, okay, now I'm actually expanding it to 3 minutes, to 5 minutes, and so I could. So meditation was really a key for me to just stay with your breath and stay with exactly what is happening in your body at the moment. For me, and what is in Zen coaching a principle is really to you stay with whatever happens in your body at the moment, just stay with it, and it actually passes away. Whatever feeling you have, or whatever, like a headache, if you have that and it's really, really headache, it maybe expands and it gets worse if you stay with it and if you don't try to take a pill to get rid of it. But after a couple of minutes or a while, it really does fade away. So if you just accept whatever is happening, it really passes away after a while. And I think for me, that realization on that I don't need to get rid of things happening in me. It's not external things that are causing me some pain. It's I can handle the pain inside of my body. I really felt myself strong in my body, and since I knew that, okay, this is I can handle whatever is happening, even though I try to seek for a new job and I don't have it, or try to find a new love with a new partner and I'm rejected, I can handle it.
After you had this realization, so what did you do?
The first thing, was that I quit my job. I started out with doing a PhD instead, or it took a year or so until I had a PhD position. But I started out meeting people, having lunch with people I knew I wanted to work with. That was really somehow, I wanted to be, career-wise, I really wanted to be like true in what I was doing. I didn't want to work for an organization where I needed to be a facade or do something someone else was telling me. I wanted to do something truthful, kind of. So I started out, meeting with people who I knew or I thought I wanted to work with, and then kind of interviewing them, or like feeling, okay, was this a person who was good to work with, and so, and then from there the PhD position appeared, and so then I started out writing a PhD about the very same working practices I had been through, and the whole PhD process was really like a therapy for me, actually, to really be able to do research and read research and to disseminate a question very deeply. I was granted by the very same organization to do this PhD in the end, so I had I needed to lower my salary quite heavily, but I had a lower salary when doing that, but it was more, it was very, really for me, much more that I felt that this was the right thing to do at the moment. I really felt that I couldn't do anything else than that. It was really the right thing to do at the moment. So the salary wasn't everything, and the money was really, I really had thoughts about what does money make with us? Like, what is it really like? Yeah, earning, and is money what I'm working for? And why is a good salary? Is this good salary really like making me worthwhile who I am, or is it something else?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You are listening to the Moments of Madness podcast with Tommy Szeszy. If you are listening through iTunes or Stitcher, please rate us or write a short review. Also, if you enjoy this episode, please share it. The Moments of Madness podcast.
What is important for me, it's really, I feel as I said in the beginning, there were like many of these that I felt I was lonely. Even though I was in an organization and I was married and everything, I felt I was lonely. I didn't have love in my life. I had very much emptiness in my life. And so I think starting to like really from inside of me, I can give love to myself, kind of, you know, and I can, the emptiness really comes from my thinking of if I'm empty or if I'm lonely, and if I don't have support. And if I'm supporting myself, then I get support from externally as well. And if I dare to ask for support, and people do actually support me. And I think, I've made many realizations on in moments like at the same moment when I then took a divorce from my husband, since I didn't feel the communication and love. We didn't have that inner balance in our relationship. And I was then, when I had lowered my salary and I was in a PhD position, I needed to find somewhere else to where to live with my kids. I really wanted to stay in the house that we had. We own I own a big house in Stockholm, which is quite expensive, and I needed to take a loan for that. And I was kind of, I can't, a bank will never give me a loan to my house, since it's too expensive and I only have a quite low salary from my PhD position. But then I really, when I had a talk with the bank lady, really told her that this is really what I would want to stay in the house, and I think I can manage it, but I'm not sure. And she kind of really listened to me in that moment, since I was quite authentic with her. I really like told her like what I wanted. And she said that, yeah, okay, I really feel that you want to stay in the house, so maybe we can solve it somehow. So how could you get an income of the house? Can you do something with the house? And then I started to just, talking with her about that, okay, I could maybe do rent out some of the rooms in the house, and I could build up a separate apartment in the house, which I also could rent out, and I created a meditation room or a yoga room, which I rented out for different purposes, and teachers who were doing some yoga trainings and so in the house. So then I actually got an income out of the house, and the bank lady who wouldn't give me a loan since I had just such a low income, she really helped me out from that situation. What I really realized was that if you're authentic with yourself and what you really want and long for in your life, then people really in your surroundings do help you out. And people you don't even imagine that this would be someone who could help you out, they can do that, like this bank lady did. After you really know what you actually want and what you actually, where your direction is, you start thinking of the positive things or what you can actually, how you would want your life, even though you're stuck in that moment and you think that this will never be possible. It's kind of, if you just open up the space for thinking in another way, what you would want or need in your life, then there are always exist people who help you out with that. And you start talking with people about your situation and where you are and what you need and so. But then you need to be really open about your, and be very vulnerable. You can really be vulnerable in that situation, to just open up and say exactly where you actually stand at the moment. But I think that's been a lesson for me, at least.
You met a new partner. You have taken this spirituality into your life as a big part of your life today.
Yeah, I met a new partner from... I myself, after a while, started to do this Zen coaching training. So after having been taking coaching sessions and that, I did the training myself for a year. And that really opened me up for... kind of daring to be and daring to have a good relationship in my life, and daring to really ask for that. And I met a new partner, and we decided to, after only a year, since I'm so old, we decided quite quickly that we wanted a new child. So, and that was also a moment of kind of daring to have a baby in my my age. That was a step we took, and then he has also a spiritual path, or more like self-development path besides his career path. So we are together. We have a meditation group coming to our house every Wednesday, and we are building up a more a course center, and we do some sessions with people on Zen coaching and other type of like spiritual growth.
In the second episode, we talked with Anita Dalskor, and she have developed these three important values for her in her life. Mm-hmm. Do you see that you have these kind of values, that they just have to be there for you to be happy?
To really be like relaxed in I think that's the key thing for any decision I'm going to take. I feel that if I'm taking it from a tense position in my body, then it will probably not be a good decision. I kind of need to be relaxed first before you can wait until you need to answer an email or whatever for a day, and just stay relaxed. So to take decisions from a relaxed position, and then maybe just to acceptance of things that are happening. And it's not that the world is not kind of attacking you. It's you can internalize and accept whatever is happening, and you can make decisions but whatever situation is happening in outside of you, you can take a decision. You have the choice to take a decision within yourself on how to take that information. So I think acceptance is really a key word for me in any moment I am.
Are there any other key learnings that you want to share with our audience that you learned through your journey?
I think about this being present as well, on actually seeing things exactly as they are at this moment in time, and not being either planning for the future or being thinking about what has happened in the past, to really be present with the who you're talking with at the moment and who you're like doing something within the in the moment. It's a key learning for me. If I'm present, solutions typically come to you automatically. There is a flow of life, and if you can just like follow it and see it, the solutions do come to you automatically. Yeah.
So a question that just came to my mind is, how many minutes do you do meditation today? From half a minute to?
It's now since I'm with my daughter, it's really, I don't have any like that I can, I don't know if I can do it every day either, but I do it continuously. I do it when I walk. I do it, I can do it like when I cook food or when I walk. It's not, I don't have a planned meditation. I can't have that with three kids. It's impossible. I just do it when there is a moment for it. It's not anything you need to kind of plan, and you need to have a meditation room to do. It's something you can really do in your normal life, and that's what I do when there is an occasion.
Yeah.
Or I try to be present. It's meditation is really about being present in the moment, and it's the only thing. It's kind of if, directly when I notice that I'm out in my thoughts in something else, I try to kind of like come back to, okay, am I present in what I'm doing right now? I'm cooking food for my kids, so am I present in this or am I somewhere else? So then I just try to come back to what I'm doing at the moment, and
If anyone are interested in getting started with meditation, never tried before, how do you do it?
On YouTube, there's so many guided meditations with people. I think guided meditations are, of course, good to start with, because then you have someone who is, and not silent meditations, you can listen to different teachers. And on your phones, there are apps that you can have. For meditation, it's just to scroll meditation, and there's lots of guided meditations that you can do on the subway. You can do them anywhere, it's for me, meditation practice was to do some of the very active meditations, meaning that you are doing shaking and you're doing dancing and you're doing some things with your body. So I've done some Osho meditations, which are more like you'd really shake your body and get things out of that. And I think that's specifically good for women often to do some type of more active bodily meditations if you find it difficult to just sit down or lie down and do a meditation. So you can do those. And those you can also find on Spotify and YouTube. Just Google on Osho meditations, for example. As I said, we have a meditation practice in my house, and we try out different types of meditations. So we have both yoga and active meditations and guided meditations, silent meditations. So we have different types of meditations that we try out with a group of people, and anyone who living in Stockholm are very welcome to come to our sessions.
And just to share some words with our audience about how they can reach out to you.
We have a Facebook group called Loving Presence, but it's in Swedish, Kärleksfull Närvaro. And so you can just ask to join that group. And I have my contact details for my research things and so on. I'm Googling on my name, which is the only one in the world that have with my name. And there you can find the research activities that I'm doing at the Stockholm Business School.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And as always, you'll be able to find relevant links and information to get in touch with today's guest, Janet, at www.podcastofmadness.com/5. Something new on the web is that we now share a number of books who meant a great deal for our guests. Get online to see which Janet recommended, and don't forget to leave a comment or maybe even a question for Janet. Janet, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Let's briefly look back at today's a little bit long episode. I really thought that we touched upon a couple of central things when it comes to personal transformation. First of all, you need to be present today, in this moment, now. Next, you should explore what you really want to be doing with your life. When you realize that, you might be surprised how many people around you will be able and willing to help you out. Certainly, we will explore meditation and mindfulness more in future episodes. Next Sunday is Christmas Eve, what you might or might not be celebrating. No matter what, you might have some time to enjoy a good show before the new year. Naturally, I will release a new episode next Monday, the 25th, where I have invited my good Spanish friend Thomas Delgado to tell about his grand moments in life. I won't tell you much more right now, but he will probably be able to inspire you to make yourself some promises for the new year. Thank you for being with us, and don't forget that the price of doing the same old thing is higher than the price of change.
That's this week's episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. We hope you had an inspirational journey and that you will be back for more. Don't miss a thing. Sign up for our newsletter at www.podcastofmadness.com, where you will also find out more about the show and how to reach us. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.